Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 877-337-6666. Mr. Connor Green is behind the glass. He's producing. He's on the phones, taking your calls, getting it all done. Plenty to do. Oh, and you heard Peter Schwartz on the updates. I'll be with you for 4 hours until CMAC comes your way. Look, I've got guests for you. We're going to talk NFL Combine, Jets, Giants, the draft, free agency, franchise tags, all that kind of good stuff. And we got spring training, Mets, Yankees, all that kind of good stuff. But I didn't know where this show was going as of a little while ago with Jalen Brunson, the Knicks, and that knee injury. And Brunson goes down 35 seconds into this game, into the game against the Cavs. And, I mean, like a lot of you, I thought, all right, the Knicks season may have just ended. The Knicks season may have just crumpled to the court. And I saw all kinds of people on Twitter, on social media posting, oh, it's like the Jets, and why can't the Knicks have nice things? And, oh, this is Tom Thibodeau's fault, and one thing after another, and all kinds of things. And we'll get into all of that. But when does this ever happen? But it is possible, at least. And I know if you are a Jets fan or a Mets fan, maybe an Islanders fan or a Knicks fan, you are not used to good news. You are not used to good luck. But the news so far coming out of this Knicks game is Tom Thibodeau saying that Jalen Brunson bumped knees, which you could see right before he continues on in that play and then goes down. He does bump knees, bump into Isaiah Hartenstein. And so far, at least, x-rays are negative. Now, we'll see what tomorrow brings. Do they need to do an MRI? Is there more to it? All that sort of stuff. I get it from, you know, I have Jets fans, friends in my life saying to me, all right, when Aaron Rodgers got hurt, they told us x-rays came back negative and it was a, you know, season-ending Achilles injury. So I understand the doubters out there, the skeptics, the pessimists. I get it. But it is at least possible here that he bumped knees. And anything other than Jalen Brunson having a serious knee injury and being out for the rest of the year, and into including the postseason, anything that's better than that is good news. And this may be better than that. So any more information that becomes available, we will let you know. But that's the latest. Tom Thibodeau saying that Jalen Brunson bumped knees, and the Knicks medical staff says it is good news, and that the x-rays came back negative. We will see. But 35 seconds into this Cavs game, I thought the season was over. I was worried about that. And I'll tell you, it's funny. People who follow me on Twitter, I don't want to call out people, but one of my followers here was going on and on and crushing the Knicks and same old Knicks and why is this happening? I can't believe I fell for them and all this sort of stuff. But Michael, who follows me on Twitter, posting that he was sorry that he wrote back in January that the Knicks were the best run franchise in New York. And I don't feel that way now. And here's what it made me think about with all of this is, even if Brunson had gotten badly hurt, I was all prepared to say, I do not believe in curses. And I don't believe that one team is somehow cursed or destined to have bad luck. I do think franchises can have bad strategy. They can, bad luck, you know, good luck, bad luck, that's going to happen one way or the other. But what you do is try and put yourself, make good strategic decisions and put yourself in the best chance to succeed. And then from there, you know, yeah, there is a certain amount of luck. The Knicks have smartly put themselves in a good, they've made good strategic decisions. So for any of you who are out there posting, oh, this is on Tom Thibodeau or this or that, it happened 35 seconds. And I saw some of that, you know, our very own Pete Hoffman tweeting something along those lines. It happened 35 seconds into the game. And he banged, you know, he banged knees with his own teammate. Stuff like this happens. So I'm not going to, I'm not going to go off the deep end on all of this, but I wonder, we'll see, if indeed he is healthy, Jalen Brunson, or ends up not being out for the season, then to me, I'll take it as the opposite. While I don't believe in curses, I do believe in luck, destiny, and good omens on some level, that sometimes you make a lot of good decisions and things pay off. And when is it that a New York player, a Knicks player, you look at Aaron Rodgers, you look at all this, when is it that we get good luck? You know, think Jacob DeGrom, all of that. When do we get good luck for our New York athletes? And maybe, just maybe, we have that here. So anyway, we'll talk about it. Great win also, you know, not forgetting the game itself. When you're playing without Brunson, now granted, I know the Cavs were playing without Donovan Mitchell, so that sort of offsets each other. It does offset each other. But the Knicks also playing without Julius Randle, without OG Anunoby, still without Mitchell Robinson. When you look at all the injuries, Cavs playing without Caris LeVert and Donovan Mitchell, the Knicks more shorthanded, and that's a quality win, 107-98. And, you know, in particular, of course, led by Dante DiVincenzo, 28 points. Bogdanovich starting to find his offensive game, a lot of it because he's not forcing as many three-pointers. He was 1-for-6 from three-point range. He does not have that shot in a groove yet, but he took more two-pointers. And they may not be the in-vogue shot in the NBA, but he was driving and taking more two-pointers, making them, contributing a solid 20 points that was needed on a night with no Jalen Brunson. And this team, you know, Deuce McBride went 4-for-9 from three-point range for 16 points. And up and down the lineup, Josh Hart. Josh Hart played 45 minutes in this game. Deuce McBride played 47 minutes. He came in after, you know, when you want to talk about having Hart, Deuce McBride came into this game after Jalen Brunson got injured and just played the rest of the way. Played almost basically the entire, came in with 35 seconds into the game and played the whole basketball game. And Josh Hart, 45 out of a possible 48 minutes. And all he does is put up a triple-double, including 19 rebounds. The dude is a guard. 19 rebounds. There's so much to like about this Knicks team. And so tonight, terrific win. And if Jalen Brunson is not out for the season, if that injury is anything besides out for the season, if he'll be back healthy but any time before the start of the playoffs, then this was a great night for the New York Knicks. What could have been catastrophe, what could have been the end of the season. Because Brunson, the player, the difference maker, the one who came and changed the fortunes of a franchise, it looked like he was going to be, that was it, crumpled up, holding his knee 35 seconds into the game. And instead, if it is indeed a knee contusion, just something that he's going to miss a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, but be back and healthy this season, then the Knicks are very, very lucky. And how often do we say that about a New York team? And how often do we say that about the New York Knicks? And just maybe when I look at this roster and you see the emergence and the scoring of Dante DiVincenzo, who has had to step up into this role with Julius Randle being out, and now on some nights with Brunson being out. When you look at this, this team, if they can get healthy, I still believe and think that this Knicks team, why not? Eastern Conference Finals, match up with the Boston Celtics, who, yes, look like the class of the conference, no doubt one of the top couple teams in the league, in the entire league. But why not a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals for the Knicks? And if you can get there, if they've got a healthy Anunoby, Julius Randle working out before the game tonight, look good. If you've got Anunoby and Randle back, if Jalen Brunson, the one who stirs the drink, is there, and you watch a Deuce McBride emerging more confident, it looks like Shake Milton is going to show up. Even that, Shake Milton getting cut or released and having choices around the league with multiple teams on where he could sign as a free agent. And the word is he's going to choose the New York Knicks. If that doesn't tell you how things have changed around the Knicks and the reputation around the league, that a desirable player who had other choices and options would choose to come and compete for some minutes with the Knicks, play a role, come off the bench, help the Knicks. Because what? He maybe believes that there's something exciting and interesting and fun happening here. So, was tonight the worst night of the season? Or is it, will it turn out to be a lucky night of the season? A night we'll look back on and say, yeah, weren't the Knicks lucky March 3rd that Jalen Brunson was not seriously hurt? We'll find out. So far right now, knock on wood, knock on the top of your head, whatever surface you want, but it looks like the Knicks may have gotten lucky. All right, 877-337-6666. Wanted to also set the show in terms of guests tonight. I've told you we'll talk some baseball and some football. Take your calls. At about 11:15 p.m., I'll be joined by Tim Healy from Newsday. Going to talk about the Mets and spring training. Did a little Yankees spring training preview a week ago, so we'll do that now with the Mets. But certainly, Yankee fans, you want to call in and talk about your Juan Soto and the lineup, or the Nestor Cortes Jr. pitch today. You want to talk about any of that, feel free. And Mets fans, you have some questions. If there's anything you want me to ask Tim Healy, hit me up on Twitter, at L. Rubinson. I'll pick one of your questions and bounce that off of Tim. And then coming up later in the program, in the 12 o'clock hour, about 12:20, I'll be joined by Dan Duggan from The Athletic on the Giants and a lot of Giants storylines. The NFL Combine, upcoming free agency, how are they going to handle Saquon Barkley this coming Tuesday? I mean, here's some key dates, NFL fans. And Jets fans, by the way, I have you covered as well. Zach Rosenblatt covers the Jets from The Athletic. He was also out in Indianapolis and covering the Combine. So what did we learn about that? And so Jets stuff, Giants stuff, all of that good stuff coming up. Here's the NFL calendar, though, to keep an eye on that you should be paying attention if you're a big football fan. So today is Sunday the 3rd. Coming up on Tuesday, March 5th, teams have to decide if they want to place a franchise or transition tag on a player. So this Tuesday, the Giants have to make a decision. There are two potential players there. Saquon Barkley, possibly with a franchise tag. Xavier McKinney with a franchise tag, with a transition tag for him. Those are options, but you can only pick one player. And for the Jets, the obvious one, if they were going to do it, would have been Bryce Huff. Doesn't sound like they're going to do that. I would. I'd keep Bryce Huff if I were. Well, I would just sign him to a long-term deal if I were the Jets. That's what I would really do. But I know the Jets will say they have depth at pass rusher, that he's not an every down player. I think Bryce Huff is going to be a star with his win rate in terms of rushing the passer. Play him some more snaps. I think dude's going to be a star on his next team, which sadly is probably not the Jets. But so, key dates, NFL fans. March 5th, 2 days from now, you got to make a decision on whether you franchise players or not. And Giants fans, would you franchise Saquon Barkley or Xavier McKinney? Would you let them go? Would you keep them? That's a decision Joe Shane and the Giants have to make by Tuesday. Then, March 11th, so 8 days from now, that, you know, that weird legal tampering period kind of thing with the NFL where you can't sign a player, but you can start negotiating with players. So starting March 11th is essentially free agency. Players, teams, agents, all of that start talking to each other. We'll start to get a sense of where, which free agents are going where. And then 2 days later, March 13th, the official start of free agency and contracts being signed. So that's your NFL calendar, of course, all building to the draft on April 25th. First night of the draft. And with the combine, I don't know if you watched any of it. It may not be your thing. I kind of dig the combine as much as I could watch between Thursday and today. I was watching other sports. I was doing other things. So I didn't watch every second of it, but I scouted a little bit. And so you want to talk about that and what the Giants, the key question for the Giants with this draft, what are you going to do about the quarterback position? That is a huge question. And the good news for both the Giants and the Jets, if you watch this draft, if you watch the players, or if you listen to any of the coverage on NFL Network, Daniel Jeremiah, their, you know, analyst there, said it repeatedly. I mean, the three positions of strength in this draft, of good depth and strength in this draft, three positions: quarterback, Offensive line, wide receiver. Wide receiver, offensive line, quarterback. Those are the three positions, the deepest positions of this draft. Well, if you're the Jets, what do you need? You need beaucoup offensive linemen. Between free agency and the draft, you have you dropped Lake and Tomlinson. You now have holes. You need three new starting offensive linemen. They can't probably all come in free agency, and they probably can't all come in the draft. You're going to have to do both. And then you also need a wide receiver. And that can't be the friends and family's plan for Aaron Rodgers anymore. Who's the other wide receiver weapons on the Jets? A legitimate second wide receiver option, so every team is just not all over Garrett Wilson. Have to have another wide receiver. Legit. Good news, this draft is loaded. The problem, Jets have a first-round pick. The second-round pick goes to Green Bay for the Aaron Rodgers trade. Now you're coming back in the third. So if you take that offensive lineman with the first-round pick, the good news is it's a very deep draft at wide receiver. Is there going to be anybody that you can afford and like as a free agent wide receiver? We know T. Higgins was already franchised, is being franchised by Cincinnati. Will Mike Evans be available? Will the Jets want to pay the price for somebody like that? Are the Colts going to let Pittman walk? Are they going to franchise him? I bet they do franchise him. I don't think Michael Pittman's making it to free agency. But we'll see. Or are the Jets, from a use of funds, if you watched the combine and you watch college football this season, there are a lot of good, young, wide receivers. So do the Jets use free agency for offensive linemen? And the first round, I guess it depends. If a star wide receiver, one of the top guys, were to fall in their lap at one, or, I don't know, another potential strategy, do the Jets decide to trade back in the first round? Trade back, maybe you can pick up a second round pick. But somewhere in those first two picks they make, first and third round, wherever it is, their Jets offensive line and wide receiver, that is the strength and depth of this draft, and it lines up with the Jets' needs. And as for the Giants have a lot of needs. We can go up, you know, go around the roster. But until you can answer the question, do you have a franchise quarterback? Until you can answer that question, yes, with certainty, I think you have to keep drafting quarterbacks, especially in what is commonly regarded as a good quarterback class. But where does that leave the Giants? If the top three teams all draft quarterbacks, Giants are drafting sixth. Do they have conviction on anybody who's going to be available there? Or is the best available player by far, let's say, a wide receiver? Giants needs, top needs. I mean, they need an edge rusher. They need another cornerback, a starting cornerback. Giants have needs all over the place. But their top needs are quarterback, offensive line, and wide receiver. A number one wide receiver. And that is the strength of this draft. So it lines up well. But you have to have conviction. And is there a quarterback that they love? I'm going to talk about some of what I saw, some of what some of the experts and analysts are saying about this. And then, of course, coming up, we'll talk to some of the beat writers who are out there. 877-337-6666. So lots to cover. What would you do if you were the New York Giants? Would you draft a quarterback? What would you do about Daniel Jones versus draft a quarterback? If you would draft a quarterback, who would you take? What's realistic? And what would you do with Saquon Barkley? What would you do with Xavier McKinney in terms of franchise tags and decisions to be made? And if you're the Jets, what would you do with Bryce Huff? Looks like they're not going to sign the, you know, use the franchise tag on him, but would you? And what would you do about Zach Wilson and his contract? Is that tradable? Can you save money there? What do you have to do to get rid of it? Those are some of your questions. And then for the Knicks, is this... That was a heck of a win tonight. A Hart win powered by Josh Hart and Jonte DiVincenzo. Some of the Villanova guys, even minus their leading man. And did the Knicks possibly get lucky on this night? 877-337-6666. Phone lines are open. You can also join me on Twitter on X at L Rubenson. We'll be right back with your calls.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.